Hello, I'm FreePod host Alan Wenzel, and I'm pleased to be interviewing today Mark Gridley, President and CEO of FHN here in Freeport, Illinois. Mark, thanks for your time today. Appreciate you spending a few minutes with us and our listeners to talk about important issues for FHN.
All right. Thanks, Alan. I'm looking forward to our conversation and pleased to be able to share with our community.
A couple of weeks ago, FHN's newsletter publication Insight was received by somewhere around 60,000 residents in the community. And there's some interesting information there, Mark. I'd like you to talk a little bit more about, and I'm focusing on the economic impact report that was summarized in Insight. Could you talk just a little bit about why that report is so important and what that report is all about and how that report guides your decisions as an institution?
Thanks for asking, Alan. Really, the goal is to educate our community. FHN is a not-for-profit organization, which means that we are overseen by a local board of directors. So these are all people that are living within our community, getting services at our organization. And what they do is they help to ensure that every dollar that the organization brings in is going out back to the community in products and services related to health to be able to improve the overall well-being of the community that we're living in. Although there's a lot of misinformation that's out there. And so we felt pretty important to be able to demystify some of those things. And, you know, what is FHN doing? How does it utilize the monies that it's taking in? How much healthcare is impacting our community from a cost standpoint? And the economic impact is really talking to how important it is to have a healthcare system in your community, for how many dollars that drives, not just for healthcare, but in the surrounding areas as well. Oftentimes, FHN is talked about as the largest employer in Stevenson County. And as a not-for-profit, that puts a lot of pressure and responsibility on us. And so I've always shared that I would love to see more employers that were larger than FHN in our community, because that in turn would help to, one, put more money into our system to where we can expand and provide even better services and reinvest in our infrastructure. But at the same time, we know that it's important that the people working for our organization are also shopping locally. They're using products and services. They may have significant others or family members that are working in different industries throughout our community. How do we help to support those? It was a patient inquiry. A patient actually reached out to me nearly a year ago, and we had a great conversation about what's going on in the hospital, what's going on with the healthcare system. And there are other areas that are more transparent in publishing this information. And I thought it was a great recommendation to be able to share with people very openly how their local healthcare system was doing, and then also the importance that it helps to provide.
I think the number that stood out for me, Mark, was this almost $340 million flows back into the community from FHN's activities. And it was just amazing to me that those are big dollars. And the churn, the economic churn that helps create in terms of jobs, purchase of supplies, and it's just an astounding figure. And a piece of that, it looks to me like for every dollar that's brought into FHN, you put $1.40 back out into the community. Am I reading that correctly?
That's a pretty accurate statement. It is that $1.40 number that sticks out. And this is just based on the hospital activity.
Oh, just the hospital.
So that page that was in the Insight that talks about that $337 million, that is just the hospital's activity. That's not including all of our other services, such as the many rural locations that we have or things outside of the hospital. When you look at putting those in, it's even greater. So for example, on the payroll, our annual payroll, so just for FHN employed direct folks, is well in excess of $100 million a year. And that, when you look at the indirect number that's on there, those are contracted services, or those are other companies that we're helping to employ to provide services that we don't do directly. And so we have a number of folks that are doing our environmental services, our custodian services, and our food and nutrition services, our maintenance workers. And those folks are indirect from some of our direct salary payroll numbers that are out there. So the number, when you look at us as an organization, not just the hospital, are actually bigger. But the reason why it is so much higher is because that's driven by how many other services are being consumed locally by the organization.
Would it be, am I out of bounds in suggesting that if you include all of what you just talked about, Mark, it might be closer to $500 million impact in the community?
I don't think it's quite that high because the hospital is our largest entity.
Okay.
But I would say it's certainly a lot closer to 400, if not a little bit north of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about how FHN actually does plow money back into the community. You mentioned indirect jobs, and one of the categories that was interesting to me was supplies and services. Can you talk a little bit about how that aspect of your business really drives economic activity in a community?
Sure thing. One of the aspects that, again, I enjoy of being a locally governed healthcare system is that we tend to give preference to local suppliers, local vendors, and whenever it's affordable to do so, that's who we choose to be able to utilize. So when we look at sponsoring events, we want to make sure that we're a good community partner that way. And we do a significant amount of community sponsorships that way. Or even when we're looking at hosting events, we want to use local venues. We want to be able to use local vendors for some of our services. So long as they can stay price competitive, you know, that's always a preference for us. When we have big construction projects, we like to bring in our local suppliers and our local expertise, because we know that these are our friends and family. These are the people that we're taking care of. And the other part is when FHN is supporting the local businesses, our economy does better. And I really am vested in watching our economy begin to thrive again and to grow, because the more growth that we have within our community, then the more commercially insured patients that we have. So if we can bring more jobs, even from a secondary standpoint, into our community, at the end of the day, that helps us on our reimbursement as well, because then these are commercially insured people that are living within our community that are seeking services from our organization, which helps with that reimbursement. So it is really, we have a vested interest in helping to support that and to be involved with economic growth.
Mm-hmm. It seems to me, and when you talk about using local suppliers and local entities, local venues for some of your activities, I could imagine if, let's just say, Company X here in town is owned by some conglomerate down in Tennessee, that they might not be quite as keen on using local services as they would be bringing in someone they know from Tennessee or some supplier, some national supplier that doesn't have any roots in the local community. It seems to me like the further away the ownership of a company may be, the less likely are they would be to look at using local contractors and local suppliers and local goods and venues for what it is they're trying to do as a company. And maybe that's not a fair comparison to what you just talked about, Mark, but it seems to me like that local investment is so important to the community and to your livelihood and your well-being as an institution.
Well, it hits home, and I think you're on point. I can't speak to other companies, obviously, but right. I can speak to is that we know we're caring for our neighbors and our families, and that even though these individuals don't work for FHN, they may be closely connected to somebody who's working for FHN. And so it's really closely knit. I worked for a really large healthcare company before coming to Freeport and working at FHN, and it was an excellent healthcare system, but it was really large. And it had 16 hospitals. I was an executive within that company. And it was more about management by numbers, because you could not be as closely connected to all of those different areas as you can with a locally governed system. So I think it's by nature that sort of happens, that you just don't have those insights. What appeals to me about FHN is that we focus on caring about our neighbors, even more so than the numbers. The numbers are important, but what's behind those numbers? And it's people that are behind those numbers and that are being impacted And when you're close to that and you're living in that community, you see it firsthand. And again, kudos to our board of directors, because that's how they manage their decisions and their guiding, because they know it's impacting their care.
Personally, Mark, as you might know, my wife and I feel very fortunate to live in a community where we have this kind of medical services available to us. And we've talked with friends about how fortunate we are to be in a community that has a great quality medical care, but also an emphasis on staying here, helping neighbors, and being a part of the community. That just means a lot to us, particularly as we age and get older. And so our thought is, boy, the more we can support a place like FHN, the better off we all are, because then we all thrive and survive. And as you talk, Mark, I think of that often, how important it is that we support FHN so that we can continue to have quality medical care in this community.
Well, I greatly appreciate that. And if I was going to make an ask, well, I will make an ask for any of the listeners, which is, you know, please refer your friends and family to FHN, whether that be to receive services or even if it's for seeking employment or job opportunities. You know, we really want to make sure that we're helping support local and continue to do that. But it gets more difficult every year. As you'll see in that report that was released, is we are currently operating at a loss. And part of that loss is driven by the type of patients that we're taking care of. So our community is an aging community. That's not necessarily a surprise to many folks. But what's happening is we're seeing people that are more of the retirement age that have moved off of their employer's commercial health insurance into a government plan like Medicare or Medicare Advantage, which doesn't cover the costs of our services. And so when we have less people that are commercially insured who are subsidizing those that can't pay, whether that be Medicaid or uninsured, that ratio starts to shift. And that's what we're seeing happening right now, which is creating a lot of economic pressure for us and something that our leadership team and board have to take very seriously on in the long term. How do we continue to manage that?
Are you able to share, Mark, what some of the thinking is about how we can meet those kinds of challenges?
Well, one of it is making sure that we're right-sizing the type of services that we're providing. Currently, we are the largest independent community hospital in Northwest Illinois with 100 licensed beds. And so as we look at that number of beds in the hospital, will we continue to utilize that, or do we need to modify that number and move it down based on the overall costs? The kind of services that we've always been able to extend out and provide, we had a question about, are we the best people to be doing that, or are there other individuals that can do it better than we can? And if there are, let's partner with them so they can provide those services.
Good idea.
And we can focus on some of our core competencies. And we'll continue to have those conversations. It really is about, you know, supporting local. And when people seek services outside of the area, that's monies that's not coming in to healthcare services in the area. So it's always one of those things that we want to try and drive that support local. It helps us. And at the end of the day, it helps our entire community to protect the healthcare system. And when we look at those challenges we're facing, not just here in Northwest Illinois, but across the nation, is they're not getting any easier. Healthcare costs are skyrocketing. When we think about inflation, inflation is not just impacting us at the grocery store. You remember, we're buying food so that we have to provide that. You know, those costs are coming to us at an even magnified or a multiple level. And at the same time, what we're getting paid is going down.
It's a volatile healthcare environment. And I guess I'm wondering, Mark, maybe as a way to kind of pull all of this together, what do you see for the future of FHN? When you look down the road, what do you envision for FHN in the community?
Working with our board of directors, our vision has been steadfast, which is healthcare excellence for our communities. And we've maintained a very adaptable and flexible mindset on how do we meet that. And so long as we can focus on meeting that healthcare excellence, which is outcomes, is what is the overall health and well-being of our community? What are the major disease states that we're able to help? How well are we keeping people? That's our long-term goal. And we're pretty flexible with how do we get there. So again, being a not-for-profit healthcare system, we only exist to provide healthcare services. And so that's the reason why we're structured as we are. And so as we look into the future, we're also open to is, well, what structure is going to work best to make sure that we can preserve the integrity of those services and make sure that Stevenson County and our surrounding communities can always have access to that locally focused healthcare.
Seems to me like what you're saying, Mark, is a laser-like focus on quality healthcare and being flexible and adaptable in terms of what we need to do to make that happen. And in this kind of environment, you and your board have to be given a lot of credit for being nimble and able to pivot when you need to, but to make sure that we don't lose what we've come to expect from FHN, which is a quality product.
Well, and I would echo that comment back to all of our staff as well. I share on a regular basis that FHN is more than bricks and mortars. It's more than the latest piece of equipment. It's really the compassion and care of the people driving the organization. And again, you know, managing up our board and our leadership team is we're willing to do whatever is necessary to make sure that healthcare is available within this community.
Mark, I really appreciate the time you've spent with us this morning and with our listeners to talk a little bit about the healthcare industry and its local impact and how FHN plays into the important economic activity that we realize in this community. Do you have any final thoughts, Mark, before we sign off? Any final words or insights that you might want to share with our listeners?
Well, thanks for your time, first of all, Alan. It's my pleasure to be able to share. And I would just encourage our listeners to really connect to what's important within our community in keeping business local. Again, referring friends and family to our organization and understand that this is an organization focused solely on the communities that we serve, and we rely on those communities to allow us to continue to do that. So I'm very grateful and humbled that it's a privilege to care for people, and that trust is something that is a sacred trust, and we greatly appreciate any support the community can continue to provide.
The more we can help you, the more you can help us. It's kind of a symbiotic relationship here. We're in this together, as it should be.
Yeah. Right.
Mark, thanks again. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this extended interview. I'd also invite you to tune into our weekly newscast about the local news you've been missing, which drops every Thursday at noon. As you know, these extended interviews drop on Tuesdays at noon, and we invite you to listen Tuesdays and Thursdays to the latest information that may be important to you and to this community. We're especially appreciative of the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College and to our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer. Thank you, Highland and Team FreePod. Thank you for listening.